Game Master in Action presents biographies, stories of characters that you should meet, or maybe better, avoid.
There are many secrets in the zone, and each zone has its own. In one of them, mutants are talking of a mysterious creature living in the forest, far from the Ark and any other settlement. But they know that he's there. They call him a mutated messiah. It started as a dream. One of the mutants saw a mysterious figure in a red forest, telling them to wait. With time, dreams started to become more frequent. As a side note, the red forest is not a location in this zone. Of course, a dream is just a dream, but shortly after it became clear that more and more mutants in the Ark are seeing this figure, and on top of that, mutants from other settlements as well. No one knows why and what's the meaning of this dream. The situation became a little bit more serious when one of the mutants with clairvoyance, a psionic mutation, managed to establish a stronger connection with this creature. This mutant's name is Patia, and she was one of the bosses in the Ark. At that time, she didn't have many followers, but was very charismatic. She was the first one to call this creature a mutated messiah and claim that he selected her and would show her a way to a land free of rot. But first, he needs to make sure that they are worthy of it. Thanks to the mystical connection with this mutated messiah, Patia gained information about locations in the zone unknown to others, and that helped her to organize several very successful expeditions to the zone. From that time, both Patia's position and the rumor of the messiah grew stronger. She founded a group of believers called Hunters of the Red Forest. You see, so far no one met this creature outside of the dreams, and the only solid proof of the messiah's existence is Patia's expedition. This started to create some tensions in the Ark between Patia and other leaders, and possibly the Elder. They accused her of projecting those dreams with her psionic mutations to get more followers and even to take control over the Ark. But Patia didn't want to be silenced. She told her followers that the mutated messiah is ready to lead them through the Red Forest. What happened next is not clear, as there are several versions of this event. Some say that at night, Patia took all of her followers and left the Ark never to come back. According to some mutants, at that time, they could hear some humming around the Ark, supposedly made by other followers of the mutated messiah who lived somewhere in the zone. Patia and her people didn't take any supplies, as the mutated messiah shown her where to look for them on their way. Before leaving, Patia supposedly warned the Elder that within next months the Ark will fall, and because they didn't want to listen, the mutated messiah won't help them. Another version of this night says of an ambush, and in this version, Patia and her followers simply run away, leaving the Ark to its fate. How much of that is true, it's hard to say, but the fact is that on the very same night many mutants abandoned their settlements, and all of them were believers, or at least were saying of a mysterious creature waiting for them in a red forest. What happened to Patia, her followers, and others who supposedly joined her? There is no certainty, but months after this night, Stalkers started telling stories of dangerous mutants from an unknown Ark. All of them were marked with a red leaf. The question remains, is the mutated messiah a real creature, or is it all Patia's manipulation to establish her own Ark of followers blinded by faith?
Thank you for your attention, and see you in the next episode of Biographies by Game Master in Action.